This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 13th. Cattle markets yesterday were fairly choppy, back and forth around unchanged. The live cattle front month did have a bit more energy to the upside, but the back months were weaker, and feeders just kind of continued to drift lower, and again, in fairly choppy type of price action. Cash trade, getting some final numbers from the previous week, we saw cash Fed trade around 113 to 114, which had been steady to about down 1 from the previous week's trade, and that's also down 8 from a year ago. The dress trade around 178 to 180, which is steady to down 2 from the previous week, and that's down 11 from a year ago. Average dress weights 824 pounds, that's down 3 from the previous week and down 6 from a year ago. Southern Plains steer prices averaging last week around 151, that would have been up 6 from the previous week. Box beef values yesterday were stronger, choice up 35 cents at 216, select up 167 at $200 even. The spread is at 1516, movement 87 loads, a fairly light movement for a Monday. Now, year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running about 2.5% above the previous year, and cow slaughter is up 7.2%, total beef production up 2.7%. That's pretty much been in line with where we've been for several months now, so it's unlikely that those averages are going to change all that much given the record numbers on feed that we expect to see for the next several months, and given how close we are to the end of the calendar year. So we're pretty much dialed in that, you know, we've been watching cow slaughter being up 7% for a long time. We know that heifer percentage in the feedlots is significantly higher than average. So herd expansion is pretty much behind us. We're fairly confident of that for the most part. We don't look for, you know, bigger calf crops than we've had over the last year or two. That would be a surprise to really see that. But that said, we're still looking at record numbers on feed. We're still looking at record beef production. And coming into the time of year when usually you have pretty good performance in the beef, and domestic demand has been very good. The weakness in the stock market definitely is casting kind of a negative pall over the market. Export sales have clearly slowed down, so that's kind of a shot across the bow. And then domestic demand was one kind of carrying the load here. And we thought we would, you know, hold this market together into early December, which is a normal seasonal high, and especially with the momentum that we had in domestic demand. And then from a seasonal perspective, peak out probably early December and then start moving lower. And that probably would have been, we were looking for that to be a major high and looking for one more significant leg to the downside to complete the 10-year cycle low. So there's still, I think, significant pressure to the downside. And obviously, if the stock market's going to get rattled anymore, which certainly appears to be in the cards, that's going to have take a big toll on the cattle complex and add to that bearish momentum. What appears has happened in live cattle is that we've already put in our seasonal high about a month, well, a couple months early. It would be early October. And for feeders, there too was the same time period where you had a nice run into early October, and then the market pulled back, but we just didn't get that run up in early November. Winter wheat planting delays, a lot of rain across the Southern Plains and into the Central Plains and Western Midwest, you know, key cattle feeding areas. It just, the winter wheat didn't get a chance to get established. Feedlots were muddy. The demand for feeder cattle really just never materialized. And at this point, you're not going to put calves on winter wheat grass. It's just too late to get that crop really established and be able to, you know, feed the calves. So that was disappointing. Basically, just missed that time window, and it's just not going to materialize. So it looks like the feeder cattle and both the live cattle have, at this point now, confirmed their seasonal highs that were early October. Some of them, some of the live cattle, they had a secondary run and kind of retested those highs in late October. But by and large, it would appear with the way the market's breaking down and breaking below support levels that you're confirming some seasonal highs. So I think traders will be much more on point to be selling rallies and establishing hedging positions or short positions on whatever rallies that we get. Now, I think for the resistance levels, that's going to be the that mid-October swing low, which for some of these contracts was the summer high. And when we broke below that mid-October low, that pretty much confirmed that we weren't going to be able to put in new highs for any kind of a seasonal run. At this point, you'd be looking for that price level to be the resistance on the live cattle. And then for feeders, that is quite a bit lower than where the live cattle was. But still, that would be your first resistance, would be the mid-October lows. If you're going to get above that, then you're looking at that quick swing high that we had into the last half of October, or revisit the summer highs, which depending on which contract you look at, some are different price levels. But those are your resistance points, and I think the market's going to have a lot of trouble getting back above those. Now, we've had quite a slide here, certainly getting into oversold territory. It doesn't mean we have to catch here. It doesn't mean we have to rally. But if we do get it, I'd be much more proactive in getting hedges on and getting sales on the books, because it just looks like this market's already starting to roll over kind of well before the stock market did. And, well, I guess when you look at stock market, about the same time, and the stocks never really recovered either. So, I mean, the stocks had a nice little run into early November, whereas the live cattle really didn't get that. They barely had much of a bounce at all. So that tells me that there's just more weakness coming. And we knew that there would be. We were just thinking that we were going to get that one more push up, that there was enough momentum from domestic demand, that there was, you know, plenty of moisture available in the central and southern plains, that the winter wheat should get off to a good start. But it just kept raining and it got cold. So you just didn't get that growth factor to be able to end the ground drying up. So, you know, you're just not going to place calves on those kinds of field conditions. So be as it may, that's kind of where we're at. We're looking to sell rallies. We're looking for another major leg to the downside. Likely that would take us into summer, either that June high or the August, excuse me, June low or the August low. That's kind of our general window when we're looking to establish a significant bottom in this cattle market. And it'll probably hover there for a while, but that's still looking to complete kind of this long-term bear cycle. And we've got record numbers on feed. We're going to have to do something with these animals sooner rather than later. Obviously, you can't store it very long. You can store the frozen beef, but not all that long. So we're still looking at record beef coming at us for the next few months. And that coincides with where we expect this downward cycle to be kind of well underway. We'll see what the winter brings us. Maybe there'll be some cold snaps, wet snaps that will slow down some weight gains. It could possibly offer some support to the market. But generally speaking, I think traders are going to be well positioned to be selling the market on rallies, and they're probably not going to wait for big rallies, and certainly not going to expect the market to retest the highs that were put in here just a month and a half ago. So that's where I would look. Those old mid-October lows or the summer highs, those are going to be your price levels, I think, where the market really just runs into a lot of trouble. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.